the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
We thought we'd dig a little deeper into Pornhub's year in review. Free Beer, Hot Wings, Joe, Steve, and Kelly. And Joe and
me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Getting horny now.
I can't say that. It makes me sound so weird. Getting horny now.
I am so horny.
I'm so horny now.
people are sending in some of their search terms.
I find it fascinating. Right, like, the weirder, because there was a time, even like on this show, where we found out that people liked to be treated like big, giant babies. And sometimes it wasn't even sexual. It was just this new thing. Or furries were, I don't know, that was new at one point.
Yeah. A lot of weird sexual fetishes.
Yeah, the adult baby where they live and sit in a high chair and have an oversized crib that they sleep in.
And a bonnet and a big giant rattle.
Really weird.
Get changed.
This one, I can't stop reading it and being curious about it. So I'm going to share it with you.
Yeah.
All right.
My search term, hot brunette tries with reckless abandon to get impotent overweight man aroused.
That's really specific.
She writes, better than it sounds, because she really just gives it her all. Like, I'm going to be inspired.
Wow.
Like, you're going to show it to Notre Dame before they play their bowl game. All right, boys, watch how hard she tries, and that's the effort I'm looking for you today.
We're going to go.
like Rudy up on the stool. If they come up, we're gonna throw it over their head. If they back up, we're gonna run right down their throat. And we're gonna go. And we're gonna go to our head show. Let's go to our name.
I want to go.
Wow, I feel I'm compelled to run out onto the streets right now and do something.
Play like a champion today.
Naughty.
Look at her.
I'm being so vigorous.
I can't do it.
You can and you will. You have it in you.
This text from Albany.
You will have it in you.
I'm the littlest boy on the team, though.
This text from Albany.
Yeah.
I search Pornhub for female sounding.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, that's the thing, Kelly.
I've never done that to myself, but sounding is where... you put the metal rods.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, does it have to be rods, or can it be any foreign object that's just
you don't
want to
do foreign objects? No. I mean, you could, I guess. I don't recommend it, but no, it's kind of dangerous to do, actually.
Like beads, or
I wouldn't do beads because they broke.
I wouldn't either.
No, it almost looks like a dental kit when you open it up. Like, there's just these long rods with these different shapes on the ends, and some of them were really thick and. You know, some of them do have like the balls on them as they go. It's just
that is one of those
making my private parts.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Like, especially as a guy, where I go,
I feel
like
nothing
who was,
right now.
Who was
I block it out?
Like, who was the first person to think to themselves, "Huh, I think this would be a good idea to put this in there." It's like the first person who thought, "I should try to eat that lobster."
It's Aristotle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I read it in a book.
Oh,
so
I didn't know that.
Second person was Aesop as he was writing the fables. Mm-hmm. Just thought you should know.
Yeah,
it became not a fable. What's the lesson in
but
that
this
one,
says,
though?
But this says female sounding.
Yeah, I'm getting
this person writes, it's where a woman puts her lady parts into another lady's lady parts.
Like scissoring?
Yeah.
I never heard it called sounding.
Yeah. No.
Which country's number one in porn traffic?
Well,
USA.
Of course we are.
We have the best internet.
Last year, we were number two, but Joe Biden made America great again by driving us to porno, and now we're number one. Mm-hmm. Suck it, Japan.
Wow.
Not really. You can if you want. It's up to you. I'm not the boss of what you do with your mouth.
Usually it's the previous administration's changes catching up by the time
that's true. This might be Trump's work.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know who made us number one in porno.
I don't know how long it takes, but.
United Kingdom moved up a spot.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, with Brexit and everything, I get it.
France, Italy, like Mexico, Canada, Germany, Philippines, Brazil, Chile climbing 5 spots to get into the top 20.
Chi, 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 lay, lay, lay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
This one. Now, the top 5 searches amongst people everywhere. Hentai was number 1, surpassing both Japanese and lesbian in the United States.
Wow. It's happening. Hentai is going to become the number 1, like, sought after, I don't know, sexual pleasure.
It's really, is that, like, animated?
Yeah, that's okay. Like the tentacles and...
Okay, that's what I thought.
Angels and demons and lots of...
Rachel, this is your thing, right?
Hentai?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I make up most of that percentage.
Is that really your thing? Or are you just playing? You're just playing along, right?
I'm just playing along.
But you do like hentai, but not hentai porn.
Yeah, say you have to like hentai.
Yeah, if you do yeah, like it, it's okay to say.
Yeah, don't be ashamed.
It's not a big deal.
I feel like you're getting this confused. Anime is the normal cartoon. Hentai is the porn version.
Hentai is always porno?
Hentai is always porno. Anime
I was getting it confused.
Okay, I'm very happy that I was able to correct you in this moment. Anime is the non-sexual one for the most part.
That's what you like.
Yes, okay. I enjoy anime. I do not enjoy
Rachel
hentai.
Anime, Joe hentai.
Yes, see, so, there you go.
So would you say all hentai is anime, but not all anime is hentai?
Yes, it's like all of your finger, like all of your fingers are fingers, but your thumb isn't a finger. What is it? How do you do that?
I don't. That didn't help me.
Your thumb is a finger, but not all your fingers are thumbs. That kind of thing.
That's true.
Okay, I got you.
So my thumb is porno?
What?
Is that what you got from that?
Does it smell like porno?
I don't know.
I don't like you putting it, directing it towards me.
Yeah.
Did
you put it into a pie and pull out a plum?
I can.
Yeah, hentai is just, it's
a very busy thumb.
It's so graphic. It's not funny like when you see,
it's not
like when you see Charlie Brown.
No, Joe is the number one consumer for bootlegged American cartoons doing porno.
I mean, it is
the
funny,
fact that like, people draw those things and they draw it well.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
When you
to
see
me.
Like Simpsons porn pictures or whatever, like it's so stupid.
It is ridiculous. Or it's like somebody in their free time was watching Family Guy and they're like, you know, I wonder. I know she's married to Peter, but. What if she let Brian do this?
The dog?
Yes. It's so dumb and so wrong.
Yeah.
So the Pornhub review, number two search was romance. The popularity of romance and romantic searches more than doubled with a 139% increase in passionate searches.
Okay. All right.
It's passionate, but it's still... It's still like hard-hitting, gushing stuff, I'm sure. I'll bet it's just more like they...
Probably a little nicer.
They look at each other.
Like I would guess that's the type of pornography that starts with them both being nicely dressed. You know, like romance. Like there's flowers in the scene, and it starts off with her in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets crazy.
Yeah.
But
amongst gay male visitors... Bromance jumped 288%.
I believe that.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Group sex, the number 3 search. Threesome grew by 40% worldwide, became the 7th most popular term in the U.S. 4th amongst women. Did she just shout from in there?
No.
I did hear that,
did you hear that too?
I think that was out on the street somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, someone's listening on their transistor.
I thought Rachel said woo-hoo from the room next door when I said group sex, and I thought, okay, well, that explains the roommates.
I mean, I did whisper it very quietly to myself.
Mm-hmm.
4 is fitness. Searches for fitness grew by 65%, involving activities like yoga, running, exercise, and gym. Big searches.
Yeah, that all makes sense, I guess.
Swap running? Swinger.
Wait, I can understand cheating. Yoga. But who's into running?
I think it just starts
porn.
Off that way again. I think that's all it is.
I mean,
it's
it
like,
would be a little bit. Well, yeah, but I mean, think about how many times you see like slow motion. I mean, look at Baywatch. Now, I know that they had bathing suits on, but there's a reason, because guys like to watch them bounce a little.
Yeah.
So, you know, the right person. Now, a guy running nude. Right. Oh, boy, that would look weird.
Oh, there'd be a lot of sausage flapping around.
It would look. Yeah.
It's not a good look.
No, I mean, I've never looked up nude men running. But I can't imagine it would look very good. Give
that's what I used to see. That's what the Abercrombie catalog used to be. Yeah. It'd be like gold buff boys with their football running away run away from each other.
Gold buff boys.
It's true.
What's that? Oh, that's just a gold buff boy.
I remember my friend Dan, he is one of the gayest friends I've ever had, and he picked up this Abercrombie catalog that I went to the mall to buy, and he looked at it and he went, "I think you're gayer than me." No, man, playing ball.
That's pretty.
I probably am. I like what I'm looking at.
Look at them engaged in sport.
Yeah, they just got a little gold paint on them, and it was time for practice. But they had to put their pads in the wash machine. It all makes
sense.
Must have
been early spring practice.
It totally
pads.
Makes sense.
Yeah, uh-huh. I have the top searches 6 through 10. We didn't have that yesterday, but this is on the actual, because we saw like the abridged version shared by different things. Mm-hmm. But if you go to actualpornhub.com, which I'm doing here at work.
Oh, their mathematicians have been hard at work this year, breaking it down
really hard.
Okay. The number 6 most common search is challenge.
Like guts or double dare.
Yeah, what is that? What would that lead to, looking up challenge?
Okay, so you see a lot of them go around on TikTok, like the, I don't know, planking challenge or something. Well, porn is no different. Dozens of challenges, including,
like DVD day.
Most of them involve, trying to prevent finish.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could say edging,
trying,
right?
To, yeah, but I thought not everybody knows what that is.
Okay. So, yeah.
There are 500 different terms that are searched routinely along with challenge. Like bus it. I'm not sure what that is.
That's an actual TikTok. I'll bet these are really like just TikTok trends, but with boobs.
But seeing if there's a pornographic version of them.
Yeah.
Probably. Number 8 is goth. That's kind of surprising, right?
Well, I mean, in my world it is. I guess for somebody, I'd be into that.
283% jump over last year.
Mm-hmm.
Roommate is number 9.
Yeah, that's, I assume, a fantasy.
That's the one Rachel's into.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly.
She's
so into it.
Anti-roommate. Yeah.
Yeah.
In it or in it?
What is the question?
That's right. Exactly.
My goal is to get Rachel to accidentally confess to something that's not true by asking confusing questions like that.
I mean, I'll just admit to anything. Man. Just ask a question.
Number 10, the 10th most common search was how to. Like on Google, where people do that.
Like how to scramble an egg or how to scramble her eggs.
Yeah.
A lot of eating.
Yeah, mukbanging.
Yeah.
No. No, how to eat.
Uh-huh.
Very specific
things.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah, okay.
Not right. Eating a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little surprised, like someone would go to Pornhub, the 5th most common thing on Pornhub that people searched amongst how-to topics was how to shave balls.
All right.
Why are you going to Pornhub for that?
Because they can actually show the balls.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. But
it's that's probably the world's best testimonial.
Remember a while back, I was like, we should have a Pornhub channel and just post clips of the show on it. And you were like, why would we do that?
Yeah.
And my answer was simply because it's funny, but also one of the most popular Pornhubbers is a math teacher who teaches calculus on Pornhub. And he makes a lot of money. And then there's another kid, I forgot who is the kid. I shouldn't say kid, but there's another dude who was doing something totally benign that just caught on. It was like guy who talks, you know, talks on subjects or whatever, debates serious topics.
Yeah, the, one of the most viral videos on TikTok was the girl showing how she shaves her rear end, and that was hilarious.
Really?
Oh yeah, we do. We did it here. We played it on the show, and then stood up and acted like we were shaving our butt cheeks.
Tried to reach around. Mm-hmm. Some of us better than others. Yeah. Very practiced.
The math teacher. He's clothed. It's literally
he's just teaching math.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.